بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب القناعة والعفاف والاقتصاد في المعيشة والإنفاق وذم السؤال من غير ضرورة. الحمد لله, this is the 57th chapter of رياض الصالحين, in which Imam Nawawi رحمة الله عليه now discusses the chapter on contentment, قناعة, to be content, والعفاف, and restraining oneself, in other words, not begging or not asking others, والاقتصاد في المعيشة, and having moderation in one's lifestyle, والإنفاق, and also in when spending, so in one's expenses one should be moderate, وذنب السؤال من غير ضرورة, and the disapproval of begging unnecessarily. He brings four verses of the Holy Quran regarding this topic. قال الله تعالى وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها. Allah Ta'ala says, the responsibility of sustaining every creature on earth, it rests with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah has taken it upon Himself to feed every single of His makhluk. وقال تعالى للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. Allah Ta'ala says, charity is for the poor persons who are restricted in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They are unable to move about in the land. They are such that any person, a person who does not know them, a jahil, and a person who is unaware, if he looks at these people, he would deem them as being rich, minat ta'affuf, because of them refraining from begging. So because they are not begging, a person who does not know the condition would think them to be rich people. Ta'arifuhum bisimahum, Allah Ta'ala says, but you will recognize them by their faces. لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. They do not beg of people persistingly. وقال تعالى والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. Allah says, those who spend, they are not extravagant, nor are they miserly, but they spend moderately. وقال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. Allah says, I created jinn and man only for my worship. I do not require any sustenance from them, nor do I want them to feed me. Allah is the one who feeds us. Allah is the one who nourishes us. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that wealth is not having a lot of possessions, a lot of material possessions, but real wealth is the contentment of the heart. Real wealth, we'll say this person is wealthy when he has contentment of the heart. So again, this hadith teaches us that we should be content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. A person who becomes greedy, he just wants more and more. In his quest for more, sometimes he does not bother whether he's getting it from halal or haram sources. As long as he fulfills his desires. So Rasulullah is telling us to be content. Whatever Allah has given us, to be content, not to be greedy, but to make shukr of whatever we possess. And in the hadith, an Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah qal, qad aflaha man aslama wa ruziqa kafafan wa qanna'ahu Allahu bima atahu, rawahu Muslim. Rasulullah said, qad aflaha, successful is that person who has submitted before Allah Ta'ala, who has accepted Islam, wa ruziqa kafafan, and he's got sufficient rozi, sufficient sustenance, and Allah has made him content with whatever Allah Ta'ala has given him. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us qana'at, contentment, and so that we make shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for whatever He has given us.